a snake, having made his hold close to a door of a cottage, inflicted a severe bite on the cottager's little son, so the child died. This caused much sorrow to his parents. The father decided to kill the snake. The next day, on its coming out of its hole for food, he took up his axe, but making too much haste to hit the snake, missed its head and cut off only the end of its tail. After some time, the cottager, lest the snake should also bite him, tried to make peace and placed some bread and salt beside its hole. The snake, slightly hissing, said, "From now on, there can be no peace between us. For whenever I see you, I shall remember the loss of my tail. And whenever you see me, you will be thinking of the death of your son." No one truly forgets injuries in the presence of him who caused the injury. A snake, having made his hole close to a door of a cottage, inflicted a severe bite on the cottager's little son, so the child died. This caused much sorrow to his parents. The father decided to kill the snake. The next day, on its coming out of its hole for food, he took up his axe, but making too much haste to hit the snake, missed its head and cut off only the end of its tail. After some time, the cottager, lest the snake should also bite him, tried to make peace and placed some bread and salt beside its hole. The snake, slightly hissing, said, "From now on, there can be no peace between us. For whenever I see you, I shall remember the loss of my tail. And whenever you see me, you will be thinking of the death of your son." No one truly forgets injuries in the presence of him who caused the injury.